Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on Pop Gaze,
we talk girl bosses in prison, the new Shakira monument,
and the Golden Globes fallout.
Woo! Hi, I'm Scout.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pop Gaze,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Gypsy Rose is free.
She did it.
She did it. An icon amongst men.
It's incredible. The amount of my favorite spin-offs have been like, what would Gypsy Rose do if she were in your city on her first night of freedom? I don't know what she would do in Melbourne on her first night of freedom.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a strange pick to be like, I'm out of prison and I'm off to Nam. What could you even do? What would you guys do in one night in Melbourne?
Gypsy Rose would be at Revolver.
Like, Revs.
Revs.
That's a good pick, actually.
Like, she'd be there till close.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I thought she was a bit more like prim and proper. Maybe that's because of the like pageantry stuff that like was her old identity, but she's been like very like down and dirty in some of the posting that she's making, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, come and get it, baby.
Yes.
That was insane. They were just like, people don't understand, they don't understand what's going on, but like the D is incredible.
Yes,
like,
the D is fire.
You've been communicating with no one and now you're communicating with everyone.
Well, also though, she got mail from over 250 different men who wanted to be with her while she was in jail. So I think it's safe to say she was communicating with a few select eligible bachelors.
And it means that she could pick the prime.
Absolutely. Man. The prime men of men that date women in jail.
Who have participated in the killing of their mothers. Yeah. Turns out that's all you need to do to get attention these days.
It's truly crazy. Slaying. She was mother for that, you know.
The only one who ever
tweet.
The only one who ever slayed mother
and served
and served time. Oh my god!
She took a photo. She went to some drag event and she took a photo with like local drag queens. And then someone was like, "It is just a matter of time before she ends up as a guest judge on Drag Race." And Ru would be like, are you ready to slay, queen? I could totally see it.
I can't like just believe that 1 minute I was aware that she was out of jail and the next she had 7 million followers on social media.
It is such a like strange like testament to our generation's like love of like morbid but camp kind of. It's such a weird cross-section.
It's the same with the Anna Delvey scam.
What's this?
Okay, so there was this German girl.
Shout out to the homeland.
She moved to New York and she was like, I'm an heiress and I have like all this money coming, and she was going to open this like social club and she lived in hotels for years, and essentially it was all a scam. She didn't have any money. She wasn't an heiress. Everyone who was involved in her life got scammed out of money and she went to jail. But now that she's out, or like, I don't know if she's out, but I think she has an ankle monitor. She did this fashion shoot. and there was a Netflix show with Julia Garner playing Anna Delvey that had a moment like last year.
Oh, wow.
I think you'd like it. It's funny. Yeah. Julia Garner does a really good job.
I vaguely remember hearing about this story. That's amazing. Yeah, we're fascinated with the, like, I want to say white collar, but what some of these people are doing is absolutely not white collar. I mean, killing your mother, that's matricide.
It depends what tax bracket she's in. It can be white collar if you want it to be.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe she was really well off. You know, it could have been like an eat the rich kind of thing.
No, the whole thing was like the mum was using her as a means of scamming money out of people.
By
pretending she was so sick. I think like Munchausen by proxy is one of those things that as soon as it pops up in the news, everyone's just like, we're so morbidly fascinated by it. Like the fact that there was a romantic element in it, the fact that like,
well, because the guy that like her boyfriend of the time,
he's still doing time.
He's got life.
Yeah. Oh my god,
because he was the one behind it.
Yeah. And yeah. She was like an accomplice, or she enabled it, or whatever.
An accessory.
That's right.
The ultimate accessory.
But it's kind of strange that she's now out and that he's still in
men
there.
Deserve jail. All men deserve jail.
I saw a tweet that was like, all men should start in prison and work their way out.
Yeah,
Jesus,
that's him
right now. How do you think you would work your way out of prison?
Oh, I think we know how I would work my way out of prison,
no.
Baby. In fact, you know, I think I would thrive in a prison environment. I also...
You'd put on a musical in prison.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I would
be... A talent
be
show.
America's Next Top. I don't know why I assume I'm in an American prison in this example.
No, everyone has to start in an American prison. Yes.
Oh, the worst type of prison. And then you work your way up to like a Scandinavian prison.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Which is...
Free healthcare.
It's
you got
hotel.
High housing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Furnished by IKEA.
And if Orange is the New Black has done anything, it has convinced me that prison is just a sapphic paradise.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'd hate to be in a women's prison.
Yeah,
it'd be so stressful. Like, who am I gonna hook up with?
I know. What would my nickname
be?
It's
a real power play situation. Mm. Like, I've watched a lot of prison documentaries and there's several called like Girls Locked Up, and it's just like everyone gets in there and like if you are like a small woman, you immediately attach to someone who can protect you.
I feel like the time leading up to your actual sentencing, you just get really like buff and swole.
Yep.
So you're going in ready. You're like, okay, this is my like pre-prison.
No, I'd be like losing weight. I'd be like trying to look more femme and like more frail.
The fillers, BBL. Like,
I come back with my like all-stars lips. I'm like, I'm here to fucking tear the party. Oh my God. By the way, we need to introduce our wonderful guest.
Hello.
The only Scout Boxall. How are you, my friend?
I am the only Scout Boxall worldwide.
Yeah. Must be nice.
Trademarked.
Are there other Charlie Lewins out
there? There are because for a while I was like competing with a couple for like the handle on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Did you win?
No, I didn't. I had to end up with Charlie Lewin Comedy because I was like, that's the best I can do.
I actually DM'd the person who has Aurelia St. Clair and offered $150.
Oh, my God. Did you get it?
No, she never bloody replied because I feel like the account is inactive. So.
Yes, no. same with
yeah,
me.
And it's like, what a waste.
$150. That's a bargain, honestly.
I mean, actually, I offered $150 like 5 years ago when that was still a decent amount of money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Inflation. We all know $150 is the new $50.
Yes.
That's a couple of groceries.
Would you at this point change your handle now that you've sort of made Aurelia.com such a kind of staple?
No, I wouldn't. Because I'm attached to it now.
Yeah. And you've got your whole fam. Like,
yeah,
in
my
the
whole family is .com.
Yeah,
so, fine. We can't like all change it because then we have to message every other person who has those names.
Yes.
And $150 isn't going to cut it. And that's all we can afford. Yeah, like, they're going to be asking for like a grand minimum, I reckon, to sell an Instagram account handle.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know.
Amazing. There aren't any other Scout Boxes out there. There are a lot of Scouts.
Yes.
I've gotten a lot of messages from Scouts over the years. Like scouts, like Boy Scouts.
Oh, what do they say?
They're always like, "Hello, friend."
Like thinking that you're like
a
like,
scout group?
Like a support fan page.
Like a lot of Boy Scouts across the world have Scout as their first name on on Facebook, and then like their actual.
It's like a title.
So like, "Hello, friend, Boxall."
Oh my God!
What troop are you in?
What That's an unfortunate so cool. first name Boxall would be.
I know.
Please call me Box.
That's a cute name.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I'm kind of coming around.
I like
it.
Box.
Yeah, yeah, Box. It's very my friends, I saw a tweet that was like, all my non-binary friends with like single syllable.
Stop it.
It's like called like sock and rock and like,
yeah,
which is.
Rock was the name of one of the children. Yeah.
Kid and just on like that. Sex and the City revamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, nice. I mean, on one hand, they did their research and on the other hand, they really didn't.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm trying to think of the most non-binary name that I can come up with. I've been going through IKEA catalogs and I have
Max.
Max is pretty good.
Mm. Yeah.
Because like trans guy names are so, like always something out of an Abercrombie and Fitch.
Yes.
Catalog. It's always Rupert, like Finn.
Yeah. Yeah. Darcy.
Yes.
Drew.
Mm-hmm. Classics.
Or like really like leaning into Greek mythology or something.
Yes. Oh, like Orion.
Yeah.
Oh. Haiti.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a dark side. I got a dark and edgy side.
One of my friends had a daughter recently and we were like having a discussion about like baby names and I was like thinking of like girl names that I would love and I would love to call a girl Artemis.
Oh, I have a friend called Artemis.
Yeah, I love that name.
Just very strong, powerful Greek woman.
Yeah, love that.
Mm. I'm not sold.
You're not feeling it?
I think you are potentially setting that kid up to get bullied.
Yeah. Well, actually.
Oh, any child of mine would be bullied.
Did I tell you, Aurelia, that this friend, she named her daughter Aurelia?
I know. How crazy is that? You send me a message. I was like, oh, finally, yes. Another one.
I've got a lot of Aurelias orbiting in my life right now.
Oh, my God. Little baby Aurelia.
Yeah. It's like that thing where the queen died and then Trisha Paytas had her baby.
Yeah.
Like people were like, it's the reincarnation.
She's pregnant again.
I know. And people
and everyone
were like,
was like, watch out,
King Charles. In 6 weeks, you will have a cough.
Oh, my God. I love that idea. I've got to look up who died on my birth date. I need to know who I superseded in this world.
Have you looked up like celebrities who like share your birthday?
No.
I think I did and now I've forgotten.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot also, but I hope that like, you would. But I think like something that it gave me was like confidence that there were people with my birthday who became famous. Because I had this like thing of like, oh my God, I'm cursed. I will never be famous. Not like that's important to me, but I was like, I'm never going to make it.
It's my cross to bear.
Yeah.
What star sign are you, Scout?
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius.
Sagittarius, Sun, Leo, Moon, Aries, Rising.
Triple fire?
Yeah. It's a nightmare. Absolute nightmare.
That's a lot. Yeah. Love that for you.
Thank you. Can I guess? Hang on. So Scorpio?
Libra.
Libra, fuck. And...
I'm one of your three.
Oh,
say that.
Leo.
I'm Aries.
Really?
Yes.
I thought you'd have Leo energy.
I will say Aries and Leo are great names.
Leo. Actually, yeah. Aries
both
is a good one.
Both of those are good.
Yeah.
Non-binary names.
Yeah.
Oh, that's totally trans-mask.
It's up in there.
Or like Leone.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. Speaking of beautiful names, did you see that Shakira has a giant monument?
Yes.
No.
It's like 40 feet. Like,
what?
It's like the Statue of Liberty, but Shakira.
Yeah, I think it might be like in her like hometown or something
in
like
Colombia.
That. They've constructed this like genuinely enormous.
Stone?
Yeah, or something like that. Like
maybe
it's a permanent
bronze or something.
That's incredible.
It's so
and like
funny.
What they do to gods.
I know. And like I want that for like D-list celebrities. You know what I mean? I feel like we should just start doing it. Like just construct
Gina Liano.
I mean
just preside like instead of, you know, how they always have justice as the blind woman with the sword and the scales. But instead of having that statue, it's just her outside of every court precinct in Victoria.
And it, they'll have one of those like council audio things where like you step on the little tile and then it's like, slap the fuck out of it! This is a sacred site.
She's actually like an important part of like a rehabilitation program of like prisoners. Like, well, you've been found guilty. Now you have to do the little walk in front of the Gina Liano statue.
Yes. Mm. Speaking of Gina Liano, have either of you been following the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City drama that has been happening?
I've been following it secondhand through like four people. I've 100%. Not watched the show. All I know is that one of them was kind of Mormon and the other one is like married to her granddad.
Yes.
Yes. I started at season one just to like catch up on the lore. I haven't come up to like the current one, but yes, it's so weird. Like, why would you be married to your grandpa?
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
Because I thought that was an exaggeration.
But it's not like her biological granddad. It's like if your grandma got married to someone new. outside
of the
family.
But she had basically left her granddaughter in her, like, almost like a dowry. It was like, when I die, take
one of my girls.
Take one of my girls.
Like, one of my girls will take care of you. And their relationship to me is so, like, non-sexual and strange.
And they have a child together. It's so fucked. It's so, so crazy.
That isn't even...
That's episode one of season one. And that's years ago.
Are they still together? Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is. He's always traveling for work.
It's a rich tapestry of mayhem.
And yeah, everyone in Utah is a Mormon. Or, like, it just feels
or
like
attached
that.
Attached to the Mormon church.
Well, she's Pentecostal. The thing as well. So there's like a bit of like a...
That's huge tension.
Yeah.
Those guys don't like each other.
Yeah. Well, she's fighting with Jen Shaw, who ended up in prison. And then there's also...
Jen Shaw is in the same prison as... Wasn't she in the same prison as Anna Delvey? No. She was in the same prison as the...
Gypsy Rose?
No. The Theranos lady.
Elizabeth Holmes.
Yes.
What's Theranos?
Oh my God, Charlie.
Okay.
I feel like I remember this. Was she the like psycho blonde lady?
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. She dressed like Steve Jobs, lowered her voice.
Yes.
So I listened to this podcast, which was breaking down like her family connections, people who knew her growing up.
Yep.
They're like, she was, you know, this really driven young woman, but she had like a normal high-pitched girly voice. But anything you listen to her, I don't even know how to do it. Are you good at accents?
Okay, I'm going to try and just...
Where's she from?
She's from America.
Like Boston or something.
Oh, Boston. Boston has a pretty fucked accent.
Oh, actually, maybe I made that up. She Hang just on. Seemed rude to me, so I said Boston.
Okay, so her normal voice is like... Theranos Inc. was an American privately held corporation that was touted as a breakthrough health technology company. And then the voice that she used after she started becoming like famous and like a person in tech was like...
Theranos Inc. was an American privately held corporation that was touted as a breakthrough health technology company.
Spot like, on. She shared it. It's insane. It's actually the whole story is batshit insane. She, very similar to Anna Delvey, of just like promising shit on credit and never delivering. She, honestly, camp what she, like what she did was camp.
Yeah. God forbid a woman have hobbies.
God forbid they drop out of school and then decide that they're going to come up with a blood test that you can do at a Walmart that tests for like 25,000 conditions, a single drop of blood. That was her promise. Yeah. And she's like, we have the technology, we can totally do it. Yeah, I had to drop out of school because it was too constraining. Like, I wasn't allowed to run free with my ideas.
I love that to advance in a medical discovery, you have to actually stop learning.
Yeah, it's insane. She learned, I think she did a course like in this kind of technology.
Yeah.
And she did like a few classes in it and was like,
I get the gist.
Yeah, I'm done.
I've learned a lot. I'm done here. Me assembling any kind of furniture. It's like, I think I can feel this one out.
Yeah.
It'll just like fall into place.
She made these huge promises. And then she's like, there's going to be a testing center in every single Walmart and everyone can just do a drop of blood and they'll be able to test for everything. And like the drop of blood thing wasn't true. The distribution wasn't true. They were just taking regular blood samples and then sending them to other places and then bringing the results back. And some of the results were wrong. Like a woman got a false positive on a cancer result.
Oh my God.
And then like went through the stress of that after she'd been in remission. Like it was just... It was insane. And she was like doing the Steve Jobs thing and she was like wearing the turtleneck and with the hair and the really big voice. And then she became this like cult sort of icon. And then she was on like the cover of Time or something crazy.
Yeah, she was like 30 under 30 vibes. Then she was dating one of the people who worked with her.
Her co-investor.
Wow. And he got like pulled into it all. And their text messages
I'm going to find the text. You keep talking.
They were so weird and gross. And then he was older than her and they'd met at like some conference.
It was a sex thing as well.
It was a sex thing. And he's currently serving time as well, I'm pretty sure. And yeah, it was just like a whole mess that I got obsessed with during the pandemic. And there's a TV show, a podcast. And I think she was, friends with Jen Shaw in prison. And
it all comes back.
Here we go. This is what Sunny said to her. Missing you in every breath and in every cell. Elizabeth writes back. Ditto.
That's okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's crazy. There's one where she calls him like, she's like, you're my crazy tiger. Oh. You're my like incredible warrior fighter. And he's like, okay.
Do you reckon she was into him for real or was just like using him?
I think she was using him and then was just convenient to work and fuck with someone. Cause
yeah. She probably wasn't capable of cultivating a relationship.
Yeah, she didn't have time.
It was her only passion.
She was girl busting too hard.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. This is going to be a bit of a stretch segue, so just fucking roll with it. People lying to each other. Have either of you been watching The Traitors?
I know someone in the Aussie version.
Oh, really?
Oh, who?
I know Annabelle.
She's a legend!
Whoa! Okay.
Oh, my God.
She's an absolute legend.
She's a nice lady. I know from uni.
Oh, my God.
She's great.
She...
Okay, wait. What is this show?
Okay, so The Traitors is this new, like, franchise that's basically, you know, werewolf or mafia? Some of you are liars, and it's like trying to guess who the liars are.
Yeah.
But they've made like a reality TV show version of it that is like filmed over a month, and they're in this like mansion. But in season two of the Aussie version, there was this guy that was genuinely like a sociopath. Like,
I can't believe reality TV would attract someone like that.
I know.
That's crazy.
He was a like marketing fuckboy type.
Hell yeah.
That pretended to be like a country boy.
Quick sidebar, that is every single person I went to Melbourne University with. Every private school graduate who was like, yeah, no, I've been out on the farm a little bit in like pristine R.M. Williams that I've never seen.
Their polo shirts and...
Oh, yeah. I know this man in my bones.
It is a trope of man that has destroyed many a life. But he had such a grip over the entire cast, and she saw through it in a heartbeat. So she was a genuine legend. But the thing that I wanted to chat with you guys about, there's a bit of scandal at the moment in the US version. Do you remember Peppermint from RuPaul's Drag Race?
Of course.
Yeah, absolute icon.
We love Peppermint.
I love her.
She is they're doing like a celeb. No, she's not cancelled.
Okay, great.
Not yet.
No. No, Peppermint could never be cancelled. We love
Peppermint.
For those who may not know of Peppermint, she is an incredible drag queen and also an amazing advocate for, like, she's on Broadway and stuff like that.
I was about to say, she's also an accomplished, like, full-on triple threat.
Yes.
Broadway performer.
I love her voice. Mm. But, yeah, she is on this, like, celebrity version of the US version.
In terms of a celebrity version, like, how high is the bar of celebrity going in this?
It's basically Peppermint's the top.
Okay.
Yeah, it's, like, reality TV famous.
Got it. Fantastic.
Like, they have, like, Sandra from Survivor and, like, people like that. Yeah, yeah.
That rules.
But the issue is, Peppermint was not a traitor. And was voted off at a banishment on like episode one or two because this other woman who's like a famous like poker player that has since been on like all these like reality shows. Her name's like Trishelle, I think. And she's like
famously a
very like racist, transphobic person who on all these reality shows, she guns for people of color and trans people. So that's exactly what she did with Peppermint. She just kind of made up this story and she kind of like warped an interaction that she had with Peppermint and convinced all these people that Peppermint had this like provocative reaction that she didn't, and then got them on side, and then Peppermint tried to defend herself and they eliminated Peppermint.
Do the people in the show know that she wasn't a traitor?
Yes, because they find out after they make the decision, they do the vote, and then the person says, I was a faithful. So they know that they fucked up. But the thing is, this was filmed like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And this woman is facing a lot of flack because people are calling her out for being like transphobic and racist and all this kind of stuff. And then she said, I'm not transphobic. I actually like sent a message apologizing to Peppermint. And then she put up this screenshot of her sending an Instagram DM to Peppermint the day before the episode aired last week. Being like, hey, about how it all went down. And it was like one of those, like, if you felt strange about it. It wasn't a real apology. And everyone's like, this is not an apology. And also, it was filmed 6 months ago. If you felt bad about it, why haven't you spoken to her at any point since then?
Oh, my God.
So, fuck that woman. And
fuck you, Trishelle, with that phony ass name.
I know!
Oh, my God. It's like, oh! I hate that the producers obviously have clocked that this will be like a source of tension.
Yes.
And they've been like, yes, let's put them in the crucible together and see who comes out on top. But when it comes to that, I don't want to be a fucking Debbie Downer about this, but when it comes to that, it's like there are stakes around it.
Yeah.
Like, and if you're just like a regular, degular American watching.
What
anyway,
does it say?
I hope she gets her comeuppance later in the show. Yeah.
She sort of dug her grave by doing this now, both with the audience and the other players.
Was she a traitor? Do we know?
No, I don't think she was a traitor.
Oh, that's doubly.
Oh, okay. So,
it was just pure vindictiveness.
Yeah.
What a crazy cunt. Yeah. Oh my God.
She just came straight out the gate. So that was deeply upsetting because, like, I was very excited to, like, watch this season. I was like, yay, Peppermint.
It also sucks for the show if Peppermint's, like, huge entertainment value.
Yeah. Mm. Well, she did do this iconic thing during the banishment ceremony. Someone was like, I think you murdered so-and-so during the night kind of thing. And then she got up and she literally, like, strutted during the banishment ceremony. Like, the only murdering I'm doing is with this outfit, honey. And obviously I'm butchering it terribly, but it was great when she did it.
It was beautiful. When you did it, it was also really brave.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of murder.
Oh my God. Wonderful segue.
Great pivot.
Has anyone else been binge listening to Murder on the Dance Floor?
Oh, since Saltburn?
Yes.
Yes, I have. I mean, I've been listening to Murder on the Dance Floor just because I have always had that in my top 100.
Because you are LGBTQIA.
Yeah.
That cult. No, I'm obsessed with the song. Obviously, I feel like it's so talked about that it's kind of worn out. But can we talk about Saltburn for a minute?
Yes. Have you seen it, Scout?
I've not seen it. I'm sorry to let the team down.
No, it's fine. And it's kind of good, actually.
And you're not the last person who hasn't seen it, because every day somebody new sees it and it's like, oh my God.
Yep. I'm excited though. I love Barry. I don't know his last name.
Kean?
Yeah. Sorry to be racist.
I feel like the GH is.
I can't pronounce that.
It's trickery.
Anyway, Barry Kay. Love him.
Yeah.
Loved his outfit at the Golden Globes also.
Yeah, he's such a butch.
He was such a little, like, lesbian. Look at him go.
I was talking with friends at work about this. We were saying that, like, I feel like his stylist is dressing him like a trans mask. Like, in their first year of, like, being on tea.
Or a rich, rich lesbian.
Yes.
Like, or Harry Styles, queer baiting.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, I hated Saltburn. And I had not seen Barry in anything other than this. I thought he was amazing.
Yeah.
But I thought the movie was trash. I thought it was absolute trash.
Oh my God. I loved it.
It was like a music video.
That is a massively.
I love watching music videos.
From every other opinion on it I've heard. Everyone has loved it.
Really?
All the gays and the theys have loved it.
I think people, like, because now there's such a hype about it, you go in with this, like, expectation of what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. And all the, like, scandalous scenes have been talked about. Mm. So everyone knows, like, oh, this scene is coming.
I don't know any of it.
Okay, yeah. I won't.
Still.
Okay, it's worth a watch. Like, I'm glad that I saw it. It was definitely, like, it's a ballsy film. You know, it does something. But
yeah.
I just felt like it kind of, like, ate itself at the end.
Yeah, the end, like.
It was just like, oh, and everything just gets tied up in this little random ribbon. And you're kind of like, okay, whatever.
But that's kind of, like, the director. What's
Emerald?
Emerald Fennell. What a perfect fucking name.
Yeah.
Emerald Fennell is like a paint color. Anyways, have you seen Promising Young Woman?
No.
No.
Okay, so Promising Young Woman is Emerald Fennell's other movie. Mm. There might be
her
others.
Debut, I think it was.
Yeah. It's really good. I recommend it to everyone. I really loved watching it.
And it's quite divisive.
It's kind of in the same realm of people being like, oh, it was predictable or it wasn't. But the way that it's tied up in the end is kind of satisfying to me, because a lot of movies are sort of open-ended and you're like, oh, what happens next? Well, this is like, okay, this is done now. Murder on the dance floor. Good night.
Yeah.
And it is like you said, a bit like a music video, in that I'm really captivated by the visuals of it all. Because
it was gorgeous.
It's beautifully shot. It's a gorgeous location. I immediately researched the location, but it's like, you can't go there. It's hidden. Like, the people only agreed to film there under extreme secrecy.
Where was it? What country?
Somewhere in the UK.
Wow. And Jacob Elordi, he's like the it boy right now.
Yeah.
Like, he's having a huge moment.
Yeah.
Have you seen the picture of him from 2012? There's a picture of him from the Melbourne Cup, like, fashion
parade
mm-hmm. of 2012, and he's in like a little fedora.
Oh my God.
And he looks,
because he would have been at school at that time.
He looks so odd.
Yeah.
And then it's always placed next to like the most chiseled jaw you've ever seen now. But yeah, he used to look like a little weirdo. I love it.
Wow.
It made me like him a lot more, to be honest.
I found out that in Troye Sivan's One of Your Girls music video, that where, you know how he had Ross Lynch as the sort of like babe that he was like grinding on when he was like in drag. Apparently that part was intended for Jacob Elordi, but he couldn't do it, and so they went with Ross Lynch.
Mm. Is Jacob Elordia queer?
No. I feel like we're on the verge of it. I feel like it's about to happen.
Wait.
As in that he comes out.
That he's queer?
Yeah.
No, he's got a long history of girlfriends. I mean, not that means anything.
He could be a chaotic bisexual.
I feel like he is.
But I feel like if you're a queer... do you guys think that you can come out as a queer actor at that level and continue to get like straight mainstream roles?
I don't know.
I feel like it's happening now. Like we're seeing that it's kind of zeitgeisty.
I can't think of anyone
queer and getting like lead roles
as a queer man.
Yeah,
an up and comer.
Yeah, like anyone.
No one.
There's a couple of like NB, like they fabs, who are doing great, but like out queer men. I think Bradley Cooper's a gay. And Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leo.
Yep. I think that's why he keeps dating these weird 27-year-old models. I think that's why. Is that he's not actually in a relationship with any
of them.
It's
just PR.
It's publicity stunt. And meanwhile, he's knocking boots with whoever he wants.
Did you hear the Hugh Jackman and Anthony from Queer Eye rumors? As an item?
Tell me. I've heard like,
I know nothing more than that. But
there's so much drama in the Queer Eye world right now.
Yes. Well, Bobby has left. Thank God.
Wait, he's the guy. Okay.
No.
Good for him.
Good for him. Exactly.
He was out there building houses.
Yes.
While old mate was just like, have you tried being like gentle with yourself?
Yes. Yeah. And then fucking Anthony with an avocado sandwich. And then.
That was awesome.
Life changing. A life changing.
Teaching men
sandwich.
To cook and then just like.
Yeah.
They were not even recipes.
And what does Karamo do? Nothing.
I want that job. Yeah. I want what Karamo does.
The job is just vibe.
Show up, have beautiful skin.
Yeah. Be hot.
And just radiate positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really the personality hire.
And also I just could not be around Jonathan Van Ness for extended periods of time. Like, love them.
What an absolute psycho.
Yeah.
Toxic positivity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what they're like, genuinely. I wonder if that's just their personality or if they're so stage managed on screen and they have such a public persona that they, because it's hard. I don't know if this is a cultural thing, but like I cringe watching them do pretty much anything.
Yes.
I don't think they're a bad person, but I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm like,
I think it's kind of like the Barbie monologue for feminism. It's like that's what Jonathan Van Ness is for.
That's not too pretty. So perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like to have someone like Jonathan on screen.
It's a baby's first queer.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Barbie is baby's first feminism.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Quick little view into the queer world.
Yeah.
That it's like fun, positive, self-love.
Oh my God. This just unlocked a memory of me. Can we talk about Style by Denny? Australia's.
Oh my God.
Jonathan Van Ness.
Yes. Do you know about Style by Denny?
No.
I feel like you will just based on chaotic presence alone. Aurelia's much more into this world.
Okay. There was actually a full takedown by someone on Instagram called Pablo.
Yes.
Who broke down everything Style by Denny had done. But Style by Denny is a queer writer and like fashion personality who was big on Instagram, posting outfit of the day type content, styling advice from Melbourne, Geelong to be exact. And so
from Geelong, the style capital of Australia,
as we all know,
from G-town.
So they were like doing really well in the influencer scene and rising up through the ranks, but then they had a series of unfortunate events that like just unraveled everything they'd built, which included them lying about a sex tape being stolen from their storage cage in their apartment, them adopting a greyhound in the winter and people being concerned like, oh, your greyhound is like going to be cold outside, and then being like, it's a dog. It's not cold. Like, what do you mean? And like, no, you need to get a dog sweater. And they were like, no, I will not get the dog sweater.
Is the dog safe, by the way?
The dog was given to some other family to be taken care of.
Oh, no.
They fired their management and hired their mother, who has no management experience. They had to go to court for a domestic situation where they tore down their ex's fence.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Allegedly. All of this is alleged. I don't know about the details. I'm just Instagram. And then they did a fashion shoot. And this is not alleged because it was on Instagram. Outside of the courthouse, tagging every piece of the outfit they were wearing as if to be like, this is like...
During the trial.
Yeah, during the trial. I think it's ongoing.
That is...
Wait,
wow.
Is this happening right now?
Oh, no. This was big like 6 months ago.
Okay. Because I tried to find them on Instagram then.
Well, they got
a different name.
And there was a period where I remember it was like they kept on getting like blocked and reported. And so they would have to like come up with a new Instagram.
Okay.
And it would be like, forget that one. I'm now on this one. I'm now on this one.
I think they were on a Bonds ad.
And then they burnt down their whole relationship with Bonds by saying that they take drugs. And
yes,
then,
that's right.
And then Bonds was like, we don't want to be associated with that. And then they said, I took drugs with your account managers. Allegedly.
Oh, my God. Okay, that actually makes me like them a little
bit. It's one of those, like, doing 10 things wrong, one thing hilarious, iconic.
I know.
10 things wrong.
It's the George Santos
effect. Yes.
Like, yes, you defrauded people and pretended that you lost your mom in 9/11, but you did kind of roast Z-Way.
So. Yeah, oh my God. That interview was so funny.
It was funny.
But you can't.
Yeah.
Because you love that content.
He gagged her. She was shook. It was so good to see. In a kind of similar vein, did you see recently how Amanda Bynes, who sort of dropped off the map?
Oh, this makes me sad in my soul.
Yeah, because I fucking love Amanda Bynes.
She ain't well.
No, she's not well at all. But she has, very fair enough, stepped away from social media and acting for, like, I want to say, like, maybe 10 years? Like, a long fucking time.
I was going to say, like, at least a decade.
But she came back and she started a podcast.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Have you listened to it?
No, but I saw that it had, like, one episode and then it's gone now.
Yes, because she did one episode. And then she asked, I think, Drake to be on the next episode. And then Drake, like, declined or couldn't make it or something like that. And then she put up this post being like, hey, guys, I'm just letting you know. Thanks for any listeners that were a part of it. But I'm actually going to cancel the podcast because I really was hoping that I could get a lot higher guests than I've been able to get. So I'm giving up on this dream and I'm going back to manicure school.
Skewl.
Oh, I would love to get a manicure by Amanda.
I know.
Could you imagine? The chat alone would be worth a good episode.
Yeah.
How much would you pay for an Amanda Bynes manicure?
I'd probably pay like $200.
Yeah. I'd go $500, I reckon.
Oh my God. Whoa. I was going to say,
it,
like,
she's an apprentice. She's not fully qualified yet.
No. Oh, yeah, she's at school.
She's at school.
I got this really cute manicure not too long ago and it was like 110. So that's my max.
Yeah. But it wasn't by Amanda Bynes, was it?
No, but it was cute. And we know Amanda's is going to look like Weird Barbie.
Yeah.
I don't trust her taste levels.
Weird Barbie is such a good... Because she kind of looks like Weird Barbie because she's got like facial tattoos now and she's got those kind of self-done ones.
It's... Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh.
I fucking love her. I have a lot of feelings for Amanda Bynes. She's in that kind of like category of like Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
Like child actors that are so fucking amazing and it's just a miracle to like get out of that industry or like to stay in that industry and not be dead, basically.
Yeah, I put Britney Spears in that category as well.
Yeah.
Of just like women that we laugh at, that we let down.
Yeah. Mm.
Like phenomenally talented young women. And I don't know if you guys have listened to Britney's memoir.
Yes.
That memoir was like a watershed moment for me.
I cried so much.
It was heartbreaking when she's like, you don't consider me well enough to handle my own finances or decide what I can eat or drive a car, but I am well enough to do tours in front of millions of people and make everyone so much money. And I was just like, they kept her like in...
She was a mule.
Yeah.
They kept her in like this weird mental bondage situation. And like, and now that she's out, and I think this relates back to Amanda Bynes, like now that she's out and free, she's living the years that she never got to have of like being a 20-year-old and being a psycho, of like, of just like being unhinged on the internet.
Yeah.
And everyone it's like, sorry to neatly circle this. Yeah. But like everyone is like, oh, we're so happy for you to be here. But we want you to be a very palatable and like entertaining version of yourself.
Yeah.
And so when she's not that, people are like, oh my God, is she okay? I'm like, no, she's not okay. Yeah. But no. She still has a right to be however she's going to be. Yeah. Love that for you. What? And Amanda is the same. Like, I think Amanda has been pretty open about having like substance use and mental health stuff going mm-hmm. on. It's like, let her be. If she wants to be a chaotic nail lady, fucking power to her.
Yes.
Like, if Styled by Danny, if you want to bring on like a random non-binary it queen from Geelong and you want to put them on a Bonds ad and then be upset when they do drugs, like you don't get to have both.
I know.
You don't get to have a Jonathan Van Ness without a little bit of something dark in there.
Yeah.
Like Jonathan Van Ness would be a nightmare to do drugs with. Could you imagine?
Nightmare blunt rotation.
Yeah, ooh. Absolutely. Yeah.
Christ.
Oh my God. Fuck. I have a lot of feelings for Amanda and Lindsay and Brittany and all of them.
And Danny.
Yeah. No, Danny I don't think.
But yeah, they're like they're like our lost generation.
Definitely.
Of child stars.
And they were ahead of the time as well. Like someone was saying that like when Amanda, like I think left Twitter, she made that iconic tweet to Drake. It was like at Drake, murder my vagina.
Yeah, I remember that.
But this was like 15, maybe like 20 years ago. And it was like before the internet speak had become like, you know, slay mother, cunt serving bitch and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
So that was like extremely outlandish. And everyone was like, oh my God, she's not well. This is so inappropriate, blah, blah, blah. And all
but
that
now,
kind of stuff.
Anytime someone walks red carpet, yes. They're like, well, she shat in the toilet of Motherington.
And the
cunt was dripping with shit. Oh.
She shot the mother bullet into the head of John F. Cuntity. It's like we have become so broken. But like she was ahead of her time because
she was internet pilled before.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I like to think that she was like, she was the mother.
Modern prophet. Mm.
Yeah, absolutely. Shall we get into our pop or flop for the week?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Would you like to kick us off, Scout?
I'm ready.
Do you have a pop or a flop for
us? I'm
going
to start with a flop.
Amazing.
Mm. And I hate to say it, Joe Coy.
I would not expect
my
that.
Favorite comedian. What do you mean?
Friend of the pod.
I love friend Joe of the pod. Coy.
No.
Literally a man who I have not knew existed until this week.
Mm. He is huge in the States and he is huge in the Filipino community in the States. And this was like a watershed moment for representation in comedy. And I don't think that he himself is the flop.
Mm.
I think the performance is the flop.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think 2 weeks is enough time to prepare for a once in a lifetime gig. And I don't think he was given good material. Like,
no.
I hate that on... Basically, for those who didn't watch the Golden Globes, I'm happy for you. And basically, he got up on stage, bombed, I would say, a good 80% of the material. And then obviously lost control of the crowd, kind of freaked out, and then blamed it on the writers and said, like, oh, I didn't write all of these jokes. I wrote the ones that you're laughing at. And which is sort of like, that's the cardinal rule when you're doing a gig like that is you don't talk about the jokes that you haven't written. You have made them a part of you and you are delivering this gig. And it was...
It's giving up.
Mm. It...
yeah.
my
Not
brain,
like it's
my,
giving.
No, yeah. My brain is so wrecked that I was like, the film with the old man and the balloon.
It's giving up.
it was seriously disappointing. And I just like, he's not posted on any socials since the gig.
Of course.
And all the comments on every post of the last 3 months of his are overwhelmingly negative. It's a serious flop for him. I don't think he's a flop as a person. I think he's he seems like a really lovely guy and he seems like a very good comic. I just think he got dealt a shit hand, not enough time to play, and it was horrific. It was really rough. Like I've seen, like I went to a Raw Heat last weekend and I saw more zingers and it was, again, that was rough. That was my other flop. You know what? I'm not doing a pop. Flops. Raw Heat and Joe Coy.
Love that.
R.I.P.
It was a horrendous moment.
Yeah. I think he's still in that era of, or whoever's writing for/with him.
Mm.
Because in the 2000s, jokes like that would have killed.
Yes.
Like all the jokes in Britney Spears' book that she mentions of award shows by Sarah Silverman, for example, are in the same vein of Joe Coy's set, but we've moved past that.
Before we move on from the Golden Globes, I do just want to say, did you see that photo of Selena Gomez coming up to Taylor Swift and like leaning in her ear? And there's this shot of her like telling her something. And
I
then
think
like,
I think I know what the dialogue was. She was saying, I asked him for a photo and she said no. And then the other girl says, Timothy. And she goes.
So Selena went up to Timothy Chalamet.
Yeah. I saw that too. But then I saw several different lip readings of that same one.
Okay. What were the other lip readings?
Well, here's the other thing is I'm currently wearing Selena Gomez lipstick. So that's my pop for the week.
Oh, wow. It looks nice.
We are so circular today.
So circular. It was PR. I didn't purchase it.
And I would never.
I wouldn't be dead buying this thing. Yeah.
But it's lovely. No, but there was someone else saying it was something else. And then Selena herself said, no, I was telling Taylor about two of our friends.
Who are hooking up. I don't buy it though.
I don't buy that either. But yeah.
I think that's a safe out though.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think she needs to like quell it, especially after having had this like chaotic period fighting with like Hailey Bieber and other like internet girlies.
Quitting Instagram after she didn't make a statement about Palestine. Being like, I'm actually going to log off because that's like what's really important to me. And then she was back on a day later. And everyone was like,
you're back. Yeah.
Yes.
Hayley, I'm still waiting for
it's
my PR.
It's giving NAMM call.
By the way.
Yeah. A lot of people not going to rallies and just taking breaks from the news.
Good on you,
I say.
Jesus Christ. All right, so we got a flop, we got a pop with the lipstick. I'm going to go with a... What am I going to do?
A pop, surely.
Okay, I'm going to do a pop. I don't know if you guys have been following the Mean Girls movie press tour.
No.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Jordan would have if she was here.
All I saw was that they've made a burn book tin.
Yes.
That they're going to sell popcorn for, but everyone's going to put their drugs in it instead.
Yes. It's perfect.
Which
for
I
it.
Think is cute.
It's absolutely
I'd buy
amazing.
That. I wouldn't go see the film. Fuck that.
Yeah.
But I'll go
well,
see
apparently
the
film is terrible.
And Gory Rice is in it, though, and she's great.
Well, she's terrible in it, apparently.
Oh, no. Oh my God.
Because she's playing Katie, and I don't think she can sing that well.
Huge shoes to fill. P.S. Speaking of childhood favorites, Lindsay Lohan.
But one good thing from the press tour is that Renee Rapp, who plays Regina George, who is an icon and an incredible singer and played Regina on Broadway, she is an extremely queer, extremely outspoken legend. And it's kind of like she's had no PR training and in the best way.
I love when that happens.
And she just speaks her mind and she's so funny and queer. She did a song with Megan Thee Stallion to promote the movie. And it's like, it's not my fault you're like in love with me or something like that from the original movie converted into a song. And so they were asking her about, oh, do you love working with Megan Thee Stallion? And she was like, I fucking love Megan. And then she was talking about the guy that like shot Megan's foot.
Yeah.
And then she was like, and if I find that man, I'm going to fucking wreck you. I'm going to fucking come for you. And she's just like, and like, you can tell like the interviewer was like, stop. We should not, stop please. We can't talk about it. Like, this is not usable footage. And she's like, no, I don't give a fuck. I will come for you. And then she's talking about like some random thing. She was like, how's your day? Are you happy to be in like New York or LA or wherever the hell they were? And she was like, no, actually, I just got off some bus and the bus driver of the tour bus was such a fucking misogynist. He was so rude to me and my mom and my sister and my sister's friend. And I just want you to know. And then she like names this guy and she's like, this guy from this company. She's like, everybody, oh fuck this man.
Oh my God.
That's incredible. Yes. I love that
I
so
love
much.
That energy.
Yeah, I feel like you guys...
She chose violence every single day.
Get into Renee Rapp is what I will say. Yeah. So my pop for the week is Renee Rapp on this press tour. She is killing it,
That's
even if the
awesome.
Movie is flopping.
Good for her. I hope it's a vehicle for her to do more cool stuff.
Yeah.
Even if the
I'm
movie
sure it will be.
Itself.
A star on the rise.
Yeah. There we go.
Well, thank you so much for coming today, Scout, and
no
filling
worries.
In for our sickly Jordan.
Thanks for having my sweaty ass.
Yeah.
It's been a joy.
It has been a joy. And, you know, when we all end up in a women's prison together, we are going to...
Oh, I can't wait.
We're going to run that show.
I'll be there with the protein shake.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.